afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 29, 2019 at 1:32 p.m. We are on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Simmons.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Please join.
Let the nation to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll begin a little bit out of order today. Three different items from the county commissioners that may be considered possibly approved proclamation of National Mental Health Awareness Month. Under the county clerk, I may consider approved a resolution recognizing Judy Copeland for her service to Jefferson County as a citizen and wishing her well in her retirement. And under Sheriff's Department, I may consider possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. James R. Franklin for his dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County wishing him well on his retirement. Motion on those three items.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Simmons. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Ms. Copeland, and I think I have your paperwork on top first. Would you like to come out to the podium? Ms. Gibbons will come up with you because she's got Ms. Gidry working.
Thanks, Judge.
The resolution reads, whereas Judy Copeland began her service in Jefferson County Clerk's Office, part-time deputy clerk and archivist, from March 30th, 2009 until January 5th, 2011. Whereas she extended her career with Jefferson County and the county clerk's office on January 6th, 2011 as a full-time senior deputy county clerk in the courts department, which gained knowledge and experience throughout her tenure. Whereas she has devoted 8 years to 4 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas she served under the Honorable County Clerk Carolyn L. Gidry, and she is known for her high standards of professionalism and personal integrity and has won the respect of her colleagues, customers, and many other county employees. And whereas Judy is a devoted mother and grandmother and will be enjoying her family, friends, and travel in her retirement. Having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Clerk's Office, she is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by her friends and co-workers. Therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does honor and commend Judy Copeland for her dedicated service and wishes her well in her retirement. Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge. Judge, I just wanted to say a few words about Judy. She's been a wonderful employee in the county clerk's office. I've known Judy and her husband, Jesse, for years. I won't say how many years because I have to remember both of them, 29. But she's been a wonderful, professional, dedicated employee. We're going to miss her so much. Anytime we needed help with anything, fundraisers for American Cancer Society or Gift for Life, anything that the office has done, Judy has always step forward and done her utmost. So we really appreciate her. I'm going to miss her so much, almost as much as I'm going to miss her chicken salad, which is one of my
Jesse, do you want to introduce your husband
and your family?
Oh, sure. This is my husband, Jesse Copeland.
Judge, Commissioner, nice to see you.
This is my granddaughter, Sarah, who graduates from high school this year. And will be attending Sam Houston. Stand up, Sarah. And my youngest granddaughter, Emma Copeland, and she will be entering high school at Hampshire Finette. Danger zone. And this is my ex-daughter-in-law, Lisa Copeland.
Thank you.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you.
Officer Franklin. Commissioner Weaver is going to read your resolution.
Russ, I value your friendship. I've known you a long time. I appreciate everything that you've done for the sheriff's office, your knowledge and skills that you've applied in your role there. You're much appreciated. So with that, I'll read the resolution. Whereas James R. Franklin has devoted 8 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County while employed with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office with pride and professionalism. And whereas James R. Franklin has pledged his services as a peace officer, making outstanding contributions to the Marine Division as a boat operator, Deputy Franklin worked as a boat operator for 2 years before being assigned to the Sheriff's Office Aviation Academy. Deputy Franklin was responsible for the care, maintenance, and repair of the fleet boats, trailers, and equipment assigned to the Marine Division. Deputy Franklin is an ASE certified master technician. Deputy Franklin has a total of 17 years of experience as a Texas peace officer. Whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, James R. Franklin has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, James R. Franklin is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court does hereby honor and commend James R. Franklin for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Congratulations.
Like to say anything, or Chief Porter, any of y'all, would y'all like to?
Just be real brief. Yeah, Russ and I go way back. We were actually partners back in the 70s at Beaumont PD, so I've known him for a long time, and we're going to miss him. He's done a great job. He's going to be difficult to replace, so we wish him well. I wish it was me, too. he did a great job. We appreciate it.
I think you got your retirement wise there.
Yeah, Judge, Commissioners, I have the honor of presenting this very boat license to Russ. I'd just like to say that this guy out here has done a phenomenal job. His expertise, his professionalism, and his dedication, we're going to be hard pressed to replace that. I just want to appreciate him for his job. Well done.
Spindletop. We currently do community outreach, known as community coffee talks for Harvey, people that are affected by Harvey because of post-traumatic stress disorder. So we have different locations that we have those going on. The second Tuesday of every month, we have one that's going on in Port Arthur at Grady True Vine Church. We also have one in the first Tuesday of every month in United Methodist Church in Vidor. The first Monday of every month, we have one in Sealsby out in Harvey County. And in Orange County, we have one at Starlight Church that gives people who are affected by Harvey because they have some signs of post-traumatic stress disorder a safe place for them to come and be able to talk and receive different services for that. So we thank y'all very much for recognizing the work that we're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Question, Judge, on that. How do you publicize the locations and you're doing it? How do you publicize that?
Well, it's all of our social media accounts. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We have billboards that are running as well. We pass out a ton of these flyers around the community. We have some yard signs as well. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that everyone is aware of these. We do radio spots. We have radio spots. We've done TV. We do our best to advertise that we have these. And they're free and open to the public as well.
Okay. You know. Thank you. Big on delivery, plus two.
Okay.
pay for the delivery of it, but we had it in there for 2 months already scheduled, correct?
Right, but the one, the new one that's coming to replacement, replacement won't come until mid-July, and they had already planned on keeping a temporary chiller in mid-July for us, so we always had air. It's just this one broke down 2 months ahead of time.
Did we have this thing replaced? Did we have work done on this here? Something back?
I'm going to refer to Greg on that one.
This is a 2003 model. We service it every year. It's just an internal thrust bearing that overheated and kind of disintegrated inside. And for the cost it was going to cost, it was going to probably be around $10,000 to $15,000 just to tear into it and see what was wrong with it. And then more cost on that just to repair it. So that's why me and Patrick come up with this as far as using it. We're getting it a little bit early just to be safe. Johnson Controls was going to bring one out, but like I said, they weren't going to bring it until July.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you indicated that it's going to be delivered and ready to be hooked up if it's needed.
Yeah, we've started today getting it temporarily hooked up. We're running power, they're running water lines and everything.
But we won't actually pay rent on it until it's actually connected. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, let's talk about the chiller that's operational right now. What's the date on that chiller?
It's an 03 also.
It's an 03 also. And so no issues really with one that's...
We didn't have any issues with that one. We didn't have any issues with the other one until it just went out last week.
The one that went out is still obviously there, and we got a backup for rental, but no charge until it's actually...
Until we fired up, yes.
Okay. Is there a timeline on how long Johnson Controls will need to install and do it?
I think once it gets here, within a week, they're starting the process today. So by the end of the week, we should have everything ready to go.
And we did originally talk to Johnson Control to try to get them to move this to the front, and because of lead times on ordering equipment, they weren't able to afford it. Deployment of all the federal and state military resources and FEMA and everything, and one of the project was, and I'll let you talk about it, Alex, but was replacing some windows in Jerry Ware Terminal. That's the first one that they picked for approval. I don't know what their thought process was, but.
I believe they had a, for this specific grant, I think there was a $100,000 cap.
Yeah, this is actually, this is a nonprofit, this Rebuild Texas. And part of that is a dip, it was either 100, 150, the cap was for grants. There was only so many that were gonna pass out, kind of a quick timeline, so we put this project, because it was part of an overall project to rehab the Jerry Ware Terminal and make it stronger, harder for the next storm. And it's the upper windows that I believe are not ready.
And those are the, correct me if I'm wrong, those are the original windows where the terminal was built in the 40s.
Mid-50s.
Mid-50s. And so I think that is part of the step process, you know, to go through and harden it first. But everybody that was out there during the storm, the Army, really all the storms, the airport was the centerpiece of all the emergency personnel evacuation. So this is a good step forward in getting that set up in there.
Yeah.
This money coming, it actually goes to Rebuild Texas. The source of the money is actually the Michael and Susan Bell Foundation.
On that, haven't we dealt with this here before?
No, I thought we'd already received and filed it because we approved it months ago.
Didn't we have two groups?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And their names are very similar to each other, but we couldn't let one come in and prevent others from coming in since banks are no longer exempt from antitrust rules. So, all right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Treasurer, we have one item received by the investment schedule for March 2019, including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. So, have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under risk management, we have one item to consider and possibly approve mosquito control aircraft liability insurance for the old Westchester Fire Insurance Company effective April 24, 2019. For an annual premium of $12,595. Have a motion on that item.
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything you remember the court to bring to the attention of the public about?
Yeah, Judge, I would like to bring one. I had the honor of going over to the Port of Beaumont today. Longtime friend and colleague over there, Pete Shelton. This is his last meeting today. He's been a pillar in our community for quite a while. And I remind him of the Sawgrass Summit. That was my young days, and I just come into at the Port of Beaumont. And one of the ideas I had, they went through with it. Today it was announced. What's his name? He's dead and gone, Mr. Nix. Was the tightest guy in the world, but Nix made the motion, I seconded it. So we spent $1 million to buy some property in Orange County. $1 million. Today, effectively, they have a $600 million on that property they purchased. It's not in our county, but the Beaumont itself is the one that oversees that particular court property over there. So it's been a good investment, and they will name the bridge that will be built by TxDOT, the C.A. Pete Shelton. It'd be a bridge that will be named after Pete, and he's well deserved. He had been with the port for 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years. And I would point out, though, that even though the improvements and the offload facilities and everything across are in Orange County, about 75% of the employers
have got to be in.
Y'all made a wise decision. All right, anything further?
One last thing. There was a good article in the paper to a great degree. It showed that at Ford Park, they're trying to kind of bring those numbers down, bringing more events out there. It was in the paper, Sunday, front page of Sunday, Beaumont Enterprise and Journal. We just want to hope and give those guys what we call a little boost to make sure they keep that work going, because that's one of those leaders we have. That and after when I got here, they called them loose leaders. They're still loose leaders.
Judge?
Yes.
Okay. Today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of early voting for the election, so make sure you get out and vote. And if not, Saturday is election day from 7 to 7.
Thank you for that reminder. Turnout's been pretty low, so they can keep more people to turn out. Anything further? Not when we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today. Thank you.